Okay, now the last one. Tasmat, therefore. See, the Gita is not a book of commandments. There is nowhere Krishna says, thou shalt do it. Never, nowhere in the 18 chapters. He always gives a choice. Either you do this or you do this. If you do this, this will happen. If you don't do this, that will happen. Everywhere it's a book of choices. It's not a book of commandments. It's not a book of instructions. That if thou shalt not do it, thou shalt go to hell. Krishna never says that. So here he says, therefore, having listened to this entire chapter, what is Krishna's conclusion? What is his final summary? Here he will give us the final verse of this chapter, and then next week we'll start chapter number 17. He says, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te. Karya Karya Vyavasthitau. Nyatva Shastra Vidhanoktam. Karma Kartum Iha Harsasi. Kartum Iharhasi. So that's the correct chanting. So Tasmat, therefore, Shastram Pramanam Te. Let the Shastras be your authority. Let the Shastras, the scriptures, be your authority. So just as for, you know, a person studying medicine, you know, Gray's Anatomy is the authority. You know, if you have studied Gray's Anatomy, you know what is, you know, what is the right. And then he said, where have you studied? I've studied in Gray's Anatomy. Then nobody questions. Or physiology, I've studied Best and Taylor. I don't know, nowadays there may be new books, but that's what I studied. So I just remember those. Or somebody studying physics, you know, where did you get this? It's from Einstein or from Oppenheimer. So Einstein is the authority or Oppenheimer is the authority. Somebody, you know, so similarly, somebody in computers, you know, it's Bill Gates or it's in Windows or it's a part of, you know, so Steve Jobs. So just as they are the authority in their different fields, so similarly, Shastras are the authority where Karya, Akarya, Vyavasthitau. Vyavasthitau means to decide Karya and Akarya, what I should do, Karya, or what I should not do. So the scriptures will tell me what I should do, what I should not do. And he says, Krishna says, Nyatva, having known what the scriptures are saying, Shastra Vidhana Uktam, what is said in the scriptures, Uktam, what is said in the scriptures, the direction given in the scriptures, Karma Kartum Iha Arhasi. You should, Arhasi means you should act Karma Kartum. Those are the actions one should perform based on the scriptures, because the scriptures clearly tell us what I should do and what I should not do. So let us read. I'll spend some time talking about the word pramanam. So praman is standard. It is the unit of measurement. And in the world, we always live by standards. Measurement, like, now yards are different from feet, right? So somebody says, I want 6 yards of cloth to make a sari. And suppose he says, for me, yards and feet are the same, the shopkeeper, and he gives you 6 feet. It's not going to be enough to make a sari. He says, what am I not doing? You are saying yard and feet are the same. They are not the same. There are differences, you know, like you go to the store and you say, I want a gallon of milk. You say, how do I know it's a gallon? It's written on top. There is a national standard set up by the FDA or whoever, Food and Drug Administration, and they say this much food, this much milk is a gallon, this much food is, you know, 100 grams or 1 pound, or gasoline, you know, how much per liter and how much is, everything is set by standard. It is, you cannot decide on your own. A shopkeeper in a gas station, if he decides that, you know, I'm going to short everybody instead of, you know, a gallon, I'm going to give them 3/4 gallon. you know, then eventually he'll be caught. You cannot make your own standards. You have to follow. Like time. Now time, there is a standard time, right? There is this atomic clock sitting somewhere in Denver or somewhere which, you know, measures time to a millionth of a second. And so that time is decided by them. And then they have Greenwich Mean Time in, you know, in Greenwich in England. And that is zero. And everybody on this side is less and on the other side is more. You cannot pick your own time. Like now next week, the time will change. You know, daylight saving time, and it will go back an hour. And 5 o'clock will become four. And you say, no, I don't believe. Actually, some states in the U.S. don't believe in standard time. They don't change. And so in fact, in Indiana, it is so crazy that some counties change the time and other counties don't change the time. That is the height of freedom, where the counties decide, oh, we are not going. So you go from one county to other, the time changes. But that's a different point. But say whole of California changed from 5 o'clock to 4 o'clock. You say, I don't believe in daylight saving time. So it's 4 o'clock. You say, in my watch, it is says 5. I'm leaving work. Boss said, where are you going? He said, I don't believe in, if you do that 2-3 days, fourth day, you will be fired. You cannot say, I decide my own time. Or suppose you're supposed to meet somebody at, you know, and he says, you know, I'm still in daylight saving time. And the time, so you show up, he said, I'll come an hour late. No, time is all decided by, you know, by somebody. You cannot pick your own time or food. Like, suppose you go to a wedding and you try a wedding cake. And you say, how is this wedding cake? He said, well, last week I had gone to a wedding and that cake was much better. So compared to that, this cake is okay. It's not that good. But suppose somebody has never tried wedding cake and then he tries, then he has no standard of comparison, right? He doesn't know whether how the cake is supposed to take. But if he has gone to 2-3 weddings, then he knows and that wedding was good. This is... So there are standards, and they're either set by somebody or by your own experience, that this is how a wedding cake should taste, or this is how laddu should taste, or this is how mithai should taste. Like academics, you know, a student cannot say, I decide what I will pass. Now, whether they get A or B or C, there are standards, right? There are standards set by depending on your grade. If you get so many marks, you get 90 and above, you get A, and then 80 to 90, you get B and all. So this student came home and his father asked him, so how was your grade? So he says, my grades are all wet. He said, what? What, your grades are all wet? He said, yeah, they are all below sea level. So whether I get A, B, or C, it is decided by the school authorities. Not a student cannot decide for himself. You know, I'm going to get an A. Like yes or no. You know, that's another one. Like suppose I ask you, will you do this job? And you say yes. And then next week is not done. So why didn't you do it? You said yes. He said, yeah, in my words, yes means I won't do it. And no means I'll do it. You can, in English, in the Webster dictionary, it says yes means affirmative and no means negative. You cannot make your own decision that from when I say yes, that means I won't do it. And if I say no, that no. So that's what they're saying, that standards are set up by somebody, whether it's Webster dictionary or whether it is the book of mathematics or physics or science. Or there is a central authority. Similarly, the constitution, like the constitution of the country, you know, like the constituent assembly. Now, you know, the Jefferson and some of the great thinkers 200 years ago, plus 200 plus years ago, sat down and drafted the U.S. Constitution. In fact, about Jefferson, it is very interesting. John F. Kennedy, one time, it's a very interesting story. He said, well, John F. Kennedy one time invited all the Nobel laureates of America, anybody who had won a Nobel Prize was invited. They were flown by a private plane and they were brought to the White House and he honored them and each one of them was recognized and given awards and all. And in his speech, John F. Kennedy made a very interesting comment. I still remember that. I was a little boy. But he says, this is the greatest collection of intelligence in the White House ever since Thomas Jefferson dined alone. I mean, that's how brilliant he was. He says, until since then, this is the first time this much talent has been in the White. So what I'm saying is this constitution is set up by great thinkers, or like the Indian constitution. In fact, in India, the constitution was set up about 3 years after we got freedom, 2.5 years. We got freedom in August of 47. In January 26, 1950, the constitution was adopted. That's why Republic Day. We celebrated January 26th, and we had great thinkers like Rajendra Prasad and Ambedkar, and all of them put their efforts to make this beautiful. So the constitution is a legal document that decides the rule of the country, the laws. And I cannot choose that I will adopt one part of the constitution, I will follow, other part I will not follow. If I don't follow, I'll be caught by the police, or I'll be arrested, or I'll be, you know, get into trouble. So the constitution is the legal authority for how the world should be run with that particular country. But then interestingly, especially in the US, we find that laws are different, even in different states. Like a lawyer practicing law in California, if he moves to Texas, he has to take the exam again because the laws are different. The laws of California, some are similar, but some are different. So the laws can vary from state to state, from country to country. Like here, you know, you're allowed to carry a gun, you know, if you have a concealed weapon. But in Britain or Canada or in India, you are not allowed unless you are a police officer or an army. They don't. So the laws are different from country to country. The legal laws, the constitution may be different, but the moral principles do not vary. It's not that it's okay in India to cheat and it is not okay in the US. No, it is the same. These moral principles are universal. They do not apply, they do not change from state to state or from country to country. They do not change from past to present to future. You do not say, it was okay in that time, you know, for people to practice the Bhagavad Gita, but aajkal ke zamane mein it is so difficult, it is so impossible to practice. No. Whatever the rules are, they have to be followed. That's the difference between moral principles and legal principles. Legal can be changed. You know, we can make an amendment to the constitution, which they do. They make amendments. But these moral principles are there from time immemorial. They have been tested and utilized. And they do not change. They cannot. They do not depend on any individual. Legislature cannot tomorrow say stealing is okay and the Ten Commandments are no longer valid. Talking about Ten Commandments, I have a little joke. So it says Moses went to God, you know, to get the Ten Commandments, to get commandments, you know. He just went to get and he came down. So people asked him, you know, so what did God give you? How many commandments? He said, well, I have good news and bad news. You have good news and bad news? Yeah. What is the good news? He says, good news is originally God was giving me 20 commandments, but I bargained with him and I negotiated and I reduced it from 20 to 10. Oh, 20 to 10, that's very good, very good. That's good news. He says, what is the bad news? He says, bad news is adultery is still a crime. That's not okay. So these commandments do not change. And what I have to do, I have to use my intellect. I have to use my discrimination. God has given us this intellect, this ability to think, the ability to discriminate, the ability to decide. So apply that intellect, apply that intelligence, and intelligently karya akarya vyavasthita. Decide what I should do, what I should not do. Anytime you have a doubt, think. What does the Gita say about that? What does Jesus say about that? What does Buddha say? What does Guru Nanak say? Use these great teachings as your guide and live the higher values or suffer. See, if you live these values, your mind will be at peace. You will be happy. You will be contented. You will have good sleep at night. But if my mind is filled with anger or jealousy or, you know, competitive, people cannot sleep. That's why the number one drugs sold in this country are psychiatric medicines. They are the number ones, and then the second is ulcer medicines. You know, they are all connected. And then, of course, pain medicine. So the point is that there is so much abuse of psychiatric medicine because people just have no peace. They have no peace of mind. They have no to sleep. We use a sleeping pill to sleep, and then we take caffeine or, you know, speed and drugs to wake up and then to function. Whole day we are living on caffeine and all these, you know, speed and all these drugs. And then at night you need drugs to sleep. So the mind is constantly stressed. And why? Because we do not live the values. We do not live the values. If you want to have peace, you want to have higher growth, you want to have success, you want to be happy, be one with God. Think what God wants. What is it that will please God? And God is again not somebody like Ram or Shiva or Jesus, somebody sitting outside. God is within me. So what will make God happy? If you use that as that will God be happy when I do this? And ultimately that is me within, that the Lord within me, am I truly happy? So that should be your criteria. That should be your goal. That should be your Gyatva Shastra Vidhanoktam Kartum Harasi. That's what you should do. You should do the actions sanctioned by the scriptures. And you should follow them 100%. There is no margin for, you know, negotiation or bargaining. It's okay. If I am 90% honest, it's okay. No. 90% honest is still 10% dishonest. If I am 90% of the time, I am good, but 10% of the time, I get angry. 90% of the time I'm good, but 10% of the time I'm hostile, even 1% of the time. So the point is that anytime I'm practicing these negative values, I'm going away from the truth. I should practice them to the T, to the 100%. And that reminds me of a very beautiful story in Ramchandraji's life. It's one of the very, very, very touching, very inspiring stories. So for those who don't know, Ramchandraji was an incarnation of God. And he appeared on earth, and then his purpose of appearing was to destroy Ravana, who was a very evil king who was so powerful. He not only captured the whole earth, but even up to heaven, his powers extended. And so one of Ramchandraji's goal was not only to establish goodness, but to get rid of this evil. And so this evil king Ravana had kidnapped his wife Sitaji and taken to, and he lived in Sri Lanka in Ceylon. And Ramchandraji was in India, and he, with the help of the monkey army, he crossed the ocean, made a bridge, and he landed on Sri Lanka. And then the war was supposed to begin the next day, and the end of that was to destroy these evil. Ravana himself was a very evolved soul, had great knowledge, but he knew the scriptures, but he didn't follow them. That was the thing. He knew the scriptures, but he didn't follow them. That's why he suffered. Anyway, so the story goes that Ramchandraji landed on Sri Lanka. And it was the day before the battle was supposed to start. And he said, we'll do the Durga Mahayagnya. So he got the pandits to do the Yagnya, the prayers to Mother Durga, Mother Kali. And so part of it was he had to chant 108 names of Durga. And so he was doing that. And with each name, he was supposed to offer a lotus flower as an offering to the mother goddess. And so he told the monkeys, you know, go collect 108 lotuses because I need 108 lotuses for 108 names. So they brought 108 lotuses. They counted them. They were all perfect, 108. And the pandit was chanting Om Durgai Namaha and all, and he was offering the... So 107 names went very well, and 107 lotuses he offered. And they couldn't find the 108th. Where the lotus went, it got misplaced. And the name is to be chanted, and the yagna will be incomplete without the 108th name. And what is he to do? Because that is, you know, written in the scriptures that you have to chant. And he says, where's the lotus? He couldn't find the lotus. And the 108 name has to be chanted. And then he remembered. He said, my mother always used to tell me I have lotus eyes. You know, Sri Ramachandra Kripalu Bhajman, he says, Navakanja Lochanam Kanja Mukha. You know that bhajan. He says he has lotus eyes. He said, my mother always told me I have lotus eyes. So I'll offer my eye because that is a lotus. So he picked up the knife and he was going to cut out his eye to offer because he couldn't find the 808 lotus. And then a very strong hand came and held him. And Mother Durga appeared and said, son, you have passed. You will win. You will win tomorrow. So this story brings tears to the eyes. But that's how this scripture should be followed to the 100%. And that's what we learn from Ramayana is not just a story you read and okay, he went and he killed the demon and he got his wife back. No, we have to see how Ramchandraji lived his life, how he was obedient to his parents. He followed 100% what his father had promised, even though it was promised long time ago. He said, Raghukul neet sada chali aai, prana jai par vachan na jai. He said, my life should go, but what I have promised should not go. So that is what we need to learn from these, you know, scriptures. That is what Ramayana, otherwise it's just a story. Or Mahabharata is just a war between two families. No, it is how I should live my life. Gita is not just to be studied. Okay, 16 chapter ho gaya, you know, finished. And tomorrow, next week, we'll start 17 chapter. No, I have to bring Gita. Somebody told Swami Chinmayanandaji. He said, Swamiji, I have gone through Gita 3 times. So Swamiji said, you have gone through Gita 3 times, but has Gita gone through you? You know, have you applied Gita in your life? Then only Gita. So that is why he says, karma kartum ihar sahasi. You should apply the scriptures in your life. Then and then alone, your life will be meaningful. Then and then alone, you can say that I am a spiritual person. So this is the end of the 16th chapter. I want to thank you all for, you know, joining me. Any comments?
The 108 names he says you offer to Mother Durga.
Right.
And that's something I don't understand. There's 108 names for the Lord.
Yes.
So now there's 108 names for also.
Yeah, for even there's 108 names for Guru also. There's 108 names for Shiva. So some authority, some great soul collected 108 names and offered. And 108 is, there's 108 names of Shiva. Actually, there's even 1,000 names, Sahasranam. Like this Vishnu Sahasranam, there's 1,000 names of Vishnu. So the point is, which one do you choose? But 108 in our spirituality has a lot of significance. Why we choose 108, that's what you are asking?
No, I thought that it was just for the Lord.
Well, it is, the Lord is, Mother Goddess is also the Lord. That's what we say, there is one Brahman who has taken all these forms. There's 108 names of Ganpati, of Durga, of Vishnu, of everybody.
But chanting the rosary, Indian rosary has
108 beads.
What is the source for 108?
Okay, that's a very good question. I had heard from Swami Chinmayananda. He says that we are eight. Each one of us is eight. Well, how are we eight? Eyes, ears, nose, skin and tongue. 5 sense organs or 5 organs of action. That is 5. And then mind, intellect and ego. So we are 5, like either say 5 organs of action or 5 sense organs. So 5 plus mind, intellect and ego, 8. Every one of us is 8. Now 1 is Bhagwan, is God. So 108. So between 8 and 1, there is 0. Now what is 0? 0 is Maya. 0 is ignorance. So between 8 and 1, there is 0, which is ignorance, which actually has no significance, no astitva nahi hai, it is no reality, but we give it reality. And so once you remove 0, then 8 becomes 1. So to reach 1, you have to cross 0, which is Maya. So that's why 108, 8 is me, 1 is Lord, because there is only one God, and separating me from him is 0, which is Maya, which is ignorance. So that's why 108 has a lot of significance. That's why we chant, use 108 names. Okay, we'll chant the closing of this. At the end of this, Om Tat Sat Iti. Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su. Upanishadsu. Brahma Vidyayam. Yoga Shastre. Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade. Devasura Sampad Vibhaga Yogo Nama. Sampad Vibhaga Yogo Nama. Shodashodhyayah. So Om Tat Sat. Tat, Om is of course God's name, and Tat and Sat is also God's name. Tat means that. That God whom we think far away, and that is Sat, that is existence, that is permanence, Iti. So this book or this chapter is devoted to that Lord, which is Om Tat Sat Iti. And where is it? Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su. It is in the Bhagavad Gita. Srimad means respectfully. Bhagavad Gita Su. And what is Bhagavad Gita? Upanishad Su. Bhagavad Gita is nothing but a summary of the Upanishads. So it is in the Upanishad called Bhagavad Gita. And what is it? Bhagavad Gita is Brahma Vidyayam. It is the Brahma Vidya. It is the highest knowledge. And it is not only the highest knowledge, but it is the Yoga Shastra. Yoga means that which takes me and unites me with God. So science of yoga. So it is the science of living. How living in this world I can unite with God, that is taught in this Bhagavad Gita. And who did this? Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade. It is a dialogue between Krishna and Arjun, between Guru and student, between the Lord and me. Arjuna is nobody but me. Krishna is talking to us through Arjuna. And what is the name of this chapter? Deva Asura Sampad. Deva means divine, Asura means undivine, Sampad means qualities, wealth. Vibhaga Yogo Nama. So this yoga, this knowledge in this is the distinction between the Deva and the Asuras, between the good and bad, those qualities. Nama Shodasho Dhyaya, the 16th chapter ends. So this is the summary, that this is the chapter 16th, and what is the teaching in this that is given. In the Chinmaya Mission, we always chant the first verse of the 16th chapter. We have to chant together. What does that mean? That 16th chapter is not over. I'm going to read it again. So I should start again the 16th chapter. So, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Abhayam Satvasam Shuddhihi. Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. Danam Damascha Yajnyascha. Swadhyayastapa Arjavam. And with a closing prayer. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramaya. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhavave. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo.